This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I trust that as you start your day, you have made it a habit in your life to start your day with God. Do you know that starting your day with God, waking up and saying, "Good morning, Lord," opening your Bible, seeing what He has to say to you, it sets your mind for the whole day. It helps you focus your life on the things that really matter. It gets your relationship with God healthy as you spend relational time with Him. And as you listen to Him and as He speaks to you through His Word and you respond to Him in your heart, you'll find that you are growing in your relationship with God, but not only that, but the activity of God in your life will increase. And you'll recognize that God is at work in your life, leading you, guiding you, blessing you, helping you with different situations. Nothing could be better than that. We want to look this week at the theme of God's provision in our lives. And I want to start with one of the great passages on that, which is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. And here at the very end of his letter, he says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Do you know that one of the blessings of putting God first in your life is that He will take responsibility for your needs? These verses where Paul makes this amazing promise, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus," these verses come right after Paul talks to the Philippians about their sacrificial giving that has been supporting him in his ministry. Amazing, he says, when no other church kept supporting him and he was suffering and being persecuted, still the church in Philippi kept standing behind him and praying for him, sending people to encourage him and sending him financial support, even when it was really sacrificial for them to do that. And in light of that sacrificial lifestyle, he gives them this assurance of God's provision. You know, there is great stress in your life when you take responsibility for providing your own needs, isn't there? We all know that. But do you know that there is great peace in your life in knowing that God will provide for you no matter what your circumstances? And this is what I believe God wants us to hear from His Word today. He wants you to order your life and your giving around Him and His priorities for you, and then to trust Him with the unknowns, because they are not unknown to Him. Well, of course, trusting God to provide your needs doesn't mean that you're not wise with your money or that you deliberately put yourself into a precarious situation. But what it does mean is that you think about what God's priorities would be in your situation and then put yourself in the path of God's purposes. When you orient your life, your giving, your energy, your time around God's purposes, you will find that that path of God's purposes is also the path of God's provision. And you can boldly step out on that path in faith. When God says, "I will supply all your needs," He will. I'm John North.